Geoghaíomh Chairde, agus fáilte chlóireal anseo ar Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. My name is Finbar Murray and I'll be your host for the next half hour or so, bringing you news and music of an Irish interest here in Wellington. It's been a strange couple of weeks for me. I've just came back from Ireland the other day. I was back in Ireland for my father's funeral, who died on Anzac Day. So you'll have to forgive me if I indulge in a bit of melancholy in some of our tunes today. I'm going to play some of the music that some of the songs that he liked and played, and probably just play some songs as well that just sort of popped up over the last couple of weeks while I was over there, and from some of the TV shows I watched or things that came on the radio or whatever. So we'll give those a spin. It's kind of strange actually being over there and then coming back here, because there's such a contrast in the approach to COVID. It's pretty much in Ireland at the moment. There's not really much talk about it at the moment. Obviously, it's still there and, you know, it's still rampant. And I managed to pick up COVID myself while I was there. So I did my 7 days isolation, which was not that much fun. And just about made a negative test to actually be able to fly back here. So it was definitely an interesting couple of weeks for sure. But there's probably not so much attention, I suppose, in the news or in the media as there is here. So obviously they've kind of been there and done that, and I think they've kind of gotten over the whole thing, whereas obviously it's still kind of working the rounds over here. So it's it's a bit of a readjusting, hopping over and back. I think there's a few of the team here are going to be heading back to Ireland over the next couple of months. It'll be interesting to catch up with those guys and see what their thoughts are on the differences between here and there. But we're going to listen to our first piece of music today, and we're going to listen to Wild Mountain Time by Liam Clancy.
Oh, the summertime is come, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to the wild.
All around the blooming heather. brightly blue. And the trees are sweetly blue.
The wild mountain tide.
And the wild mountain tide.
Rolls around the blooming heather.
Rolls around the blooming heather. We'll go, lassie.
We'll all go to.
And we'll all.
That was Liam Clancy there with Wild Mountain Time, a song my father used to belt out when he'd come home from the pub when he was in his cups once upon a time. And I think it got a bit of air, and I think over the last couple of weeks as well, I think it was probably sung in the pub as well. So yeah, just having a look at what else is happening of Irish interest here. Hopefully any of you who are interested in rugby will have picked up your tickets for the Ireland game in July. The tickets went on sale probably a couple of weeks ago, actually while I was over there, but I was lucky enough to pick up some tickets for the game. I think they might still be available. I'm not sure if it's actually sold out yet, but obviously it's going to be a big one. And I think on the sort of random encounters of the last couple of weeks, I met a guy who he had been over in New Zealand for a funeral, and I think he was telling me that his sister had been living over here for many years, and that his sister's grandson, I think, is Joe Carberry, who plays for Ireland. So I just managed to bump into him on his travels. So, yeah, you never know who you can have meet when you're wandering around airports in different times and different flights. So we are probably going to go and have a listen to another piece of music. We're going to have a listen to some music by Sharon Shannon. And this is live from Dolan's, and this is a selection of tunes. It's got the title The Bungee Jumpers, and it contains a few songs like The Fisherman's Lilt, Dedicato Avares, and Rodney Miller's tune. So let's give that a listen. Thank you. So as I was saying earlier, I managed to pick up COVID somewhere along the way in my first few days in Ireland. So it was a bit of a strange kind of 7 days afterwards of sort of isolation, isolation with a COVID buddy, because one of my nephews picked up COVID at the same time. So we kind of sort of were isolating together. But it's sort of if you're kind of familiar with the West Coast, it's not a very densely populated area. There's lots of open wild space to wander around, and probably maybe not ideal, but we did actually get out for a walk on one of the days, because there's such areas of great kind of scenic beauty around us. And we took just a short drive a couple of kilometres away. There's some fantastic cliff walks nearby, near where I kind of grew up in Northwest Mayo. It's actually a very kind of well laid out tourist area now. They've kind of put designated walks up around there, and it's kind of well signed, and you know, it's kind of a path has been kind of laid out there for people to do a short or long walk depending on what their preferences are. But the cliffs there are actually pretty spectacular. And you know, I've been to the cliffs of Dunedin, and you know, the tourist trap that is down there, but to tell the truth, they wouldn't put a patch on some of the scenery that's up on our corner. But of course, I'm a bit biased, and also the cliffs on our side are a bit bigger too. But yeah, don't tell the Americans that, or we'll have the place flooded with tourists. But speaking of the cliffs of Dunedin, we are just going to have a listen to Christy Moore now, and this is his version of Cliffs of Dunedin, and I think this was recorded live, I think possibly in Glasgow or somewhere in Scotland. Let's have a listen.
You may travel far from your own native home, far away are the mountains, far away are the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, and there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view o'er the mountains, fine sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, and the towns of Kilkee and Kilrush can be seen from the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin. It's a nice place to be on a fine summer's day, watching all the wild flowers that ne'er do decay, and the hare and lofty pheasants are plain to be seen, making homes for the young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well to Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to all the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where I have been, and the high rocky slopes of the cliffs of Dunedin. Thank you. there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunheen.
So one of the nights I was flicking through the RTE channels late. It was probably just after midnight, and you know, you get some random stuff that pops up on TV. But I think it was probably a rerun of something that would have taken place sometime, probably in the last few months or whenever. But it was the 50th anniversary of Radio na Gaeltachta, and it was a special show that was put together, and they had a lot of different performers. You know, there was a lot of great kind of musicians and singers, and yeah, it was a pretty great show, obviously celebrating the 50 years of Radio na Gaeltachta, which started off in 1972. But one of the songs, it's a bit of a kind of a, I suppose there's a bit of humour in the song, but it's sort of, I think I remember listening to this probably many years ago, and it was the first time I'd heard it in a long time. But we are going to have a listen to a song called An Droilín, and it's by Sean Monaghan. Coming up to the end of our show for today, I think that maybe earlier on when I was talking about the cliffs of Dunheen, I'll probably get my Dunheens and Mohers mixed up, but you get the idea. Mayo Cliffs, better than Clare Cliffs. Also, speaking of Clare, I forgot to mention earlier on that while I was over in Ireland, I took a trip down to Clare to visit a couple of people, including Davy Rinn from the Hutt Valley Irish Society. You know, he's strongly involved in the GAA there as well. He just happened to be in Ireland at the same time, so took a long spin down the N17 or M17, and carried on down to Innes and out to West Clare, and got called out for the tea and the tea and a slice of apple tart. So thanks, Davy, for that, and also called in to Emmett Whelan, who left Wellington, left this place a couple of months back as well. So it was good to kind of catch up with him too. So I'm going to play out with our last song of the day. And I think it's going to be another song by Liam Clancy. I forgot to credit Tommy Makem on the first song of the day as well. But the song we're going to play out with today is one that actually was requested by my father for his funeral. He always said that he wanted the song played. So it was sung quite beautifully by a couple of his granddaughters actually on that day, which was great. But we'll have a listen to the Liam Clancy version. Thank you for listening to us. Remember that you can catch up with our shows on Podbean. They're available on there, so check out the site there. And also you can get in contact with us at the show here, check out our Facebook page, and you can also get through to us on our Gmail address. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and we're just going to play you out with the song, and the song is called The Parting Glass. Slán go fóill.
I spend it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you. Comrades that e'er I had, they are sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they would wish me one more day. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and should know, I'll gently rise and I'll softly go. Good night and joy. God bless. Safe home. Thanks for coming. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Martin. Thank you, Geraldine. Thank you, Tommy.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.